Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will spend most meaningful life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. So these two times I talked about the entering into the own heart, which is a method of the chanting, is to let your voices keep entering deep, deep, deep inside of your heart. Infinitively means keep on going. This is the interesting part. When I explain about the method of the practice or shiatsu method, whatever, people automatically think that how much, how long, but you have to realize that you found many words in the Buddhist Sutra, and which says immeasurable or infinite. This means that when I said to keep entering, let your voice entering in your heart, it means that just to keep go inside continuously. Human life, there's always limitation because it is based on the limited time we are living. Some people finish in 70, some people finish in 10, 20, some people finish in 90, some people finish in more than 100. But no matter the difference of the numbers, there are the limit. We have strong subconsciousness. We have this strong image, but this is subconsciously. We don't recognize it in a daily life. And also, if you work at 5 p.m., the work will be done. It's a limit. Human life, everything is based on the limited time. However, in a practice, it's only one or the other. You keep doing it or not doing it. Let's say if you let your voice enter into your heart for 10 seconds, it doesn't mean you did, because if you are not doing now, at the present of this point, you are not doing. Now, how many times you heard the word, be here now, or stay in the present? In that aspect, the presence is everything. If you keep letting your voice enter into your heart, now you are doing it. So it's not, you don't even call it, it's continuation. Continuation is the concept of the continuation is based on the limitation. So I said, if you let keep going inside of your heart, and finally you reach the internal Buddha. And many things will change. The trauma, the pain of your heart will transform to the tenderness, kind heart, the great love. The soul of the sadness will transform to the great love. But more, the correct way of saying it doesn't mean that the pain disappears. It means it unified with opposite. Pain of the opposite of the pain is fully peace and happiness. And the richness of the heart, but it doesn't mean one side exists. The both, the sadness and the joyfulness will become the one harmonized. It's always there, but it will be the seed to increase your happiness. The pain will be seed to increase your kindness. So all the negativities you had in your subconsciousness will be the treasure or seed, or even the, can I say the, can I use the word gasoline, to move your life forward, your life richer, in a positive way, in a feeling of the positiveness. This is one big aspect of the method of the practice. However, you don't find so much this kind of explanation in the sutra or ancient masters. I thought about the reason why, and now I think it's because for those masters, keep going inside the heart is obvious, and nothing stops. Nothing stops means, for example, the pain will not stop, but it will transform to the Buddha nature, to the all the negativities will be transformed to the seed of the enlightenment. They know it. It's those are the obvious for them. And that's why they didn't think about to write it down or to give a preach about it. Well, anyway, keep going inside of your heart is a way to create your life in happiness in many ways, spiritually, even physically, in health, also all your social activities. Everything comes from the If you care to other people, benefit to other people, of course, your happiness in life will be guaranteed. May your life be richer, and may your life will be the more meaningful daily increases. Have a nice day. Thank you.